1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, let's turn that music off. Sorry, we had some music from our last segment. Margaret Gray joins us on the Phil Hendry Show, and we're going to talk with Margaret tonight about the world of television and film. But I guess we're concentrating, Margaret, I know you wanted to talk about the television show Teachers, which I appear in, along with Justin Bartha and Sarah Alexander and the rest of the guys. So we'll kick off talking about that, right?
I'd love to, Phil. And I saw the show, and first of all, I want to say that Sarah Alexander is a joy. She is a beautiful and very talented young lady. I thought Justin Bartha came off wonderfully. I know that there were some people who didn't think that Justin could carry a television show, but, you know, he's a wonderful comic actor. If you've seen him in the new movie, Failure to Launch, which is a comedy, which, by the way, they filmed in New Orleans just before Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, he was telling me about how they got out of there with their lives.
Well, I think it's a wonderful film. Matt Winston is always funny. Khalil Rocha, always funny. Sarah Shahi, what a beautiful woman. And I want to start my review of the show that I saw last night that you were in, Phil. And I want to tell you that I wanted to watch your performance, but I have been, how long have I known you? And I want to sort of draw the audience in on this, if you don't mind, Phil. Let me ask you some questions.
You want to interview me?
Well, I want to make some comments, but I want to ask you some questions. How long have you known me?
I've known you 92. It's 14 years.
14 years. And I've known you in different physical states. In other words, when I first met you, you were around 195 pounds.
Okay.
And you were working at that time in Atlanta.
That's correct, yes.
I am telling you this as a very good friend. I watched you on television last night, Phil. It was very difficult for me. And I want to tell you this because I want this to be constructive. I know the overnight ratings were great. Congratulations. But I want to tell you, Phil, as a friend, I watched you on television last night. You are much too heavy. You are obese.
I know I'm heavy.
But I think it's distracting, and I think it distracts from the wonderful actor that you are and the wonderful comic mind that you are. But to see someone who is, and can I use the word fat?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've never made any bones about the fact. I mean, I'm not obese.
Well, I just think it is obvious when you see, when I'm looking at you on the screen compared to the other actors who are younger, number one. And that's not necessarily bad. But they're much, much thinner than you. And I think, Phil, I don't think it's a good way to look. I don't think it really sells you as an actor. I really felt, permit me to say this, I felt a little bit sorry for you.
Well, do you think that my performance was good?
It was difficult for me to concentrate on your performance because I saw this man who I know and I admire immensely. And he was carrying so much weight, and it was very distracting. You could see how your shirt was tugging at your waist. You could see how large, you know, your body is. And to see someone who is, and I'm going to use the word because I don't know of any other word to use, when you see someone that is fat on television, it is, you want to, you feel a little sorry for them, and I think it blunts their performance.
Well, I don't have to say that. I thought we were going to talk. We are talking about the show. I know I worked really hard on the show.
I know you did, Phil. I know you did. And I know you can be a very good actor, but it's difficult to concentrate when you see someone that fat. And no, you're not obese. You're right about that. You're not obese. But you're very, very heavy. And it comes across, it is such a distraction to see that kind of person on television. And we can go down the list of individuals that eventually their weight was a deterrent to people viewing the show. Roseanne was a wonderful performer, but to see this fat woman on television week in and week out, people finally were driven away from her show.
What about, like Jackie Gleason?
If you look at the early Jackie Gleason shows, the early Honeymooners, he was actually thin. He wasn't thin, but he was not obese and fat. the larger he got, the fatter he got. Literally, the audience dropped. Nell Carter is another example of a pathetic person. And I thought Nell had wonderful comic instincts. But when you saw her on television, you were revolted a little bit. And it's a very strong word to use.
Well, when you say revolted, are you revolted by looking at me?
You know, Phil, I've known you for so long. I think the world of you. To use the word revolted when I talk about Phil Henry is very difficult because I admire you so much. And I like you, Phil, but it is a little bit revolting to see your weight and to see that kind of fat, that sort of fat, a fat person that doesn't seem to care. And do you understand what I'm saying, Phil? Because I think you are a good actor.
Well, look, you can't, I mean...
Let's talk about Kirstie Alley for a minute. A wonderful actress.
Well, I mean, she was just... That girl was out of control.
Well, Phil, look. I'm not talking about anything that's much different from you. Kirstie Alley, a wonderful actress. No one can think about her wonderful performances without first thinking of that revolting body of hers, that disgusting fat. And she only has herself to blame, as you only have yourself to blame.
But what I'm saying is, when you saw me on TV, so you couldn't concentrate on my performance at all?
No, I couldn't. And the fact that you were not self-conscious about it, I think, was more disturbing than anything else. They say that actors should not be self-conscious.
Well, I wasn't. I mean, I just was on camera trying to do the best job I could.
But when you are that fat, you need to be self-conscious. You need to know that the audience is having a very difficult time looking at you. And you need to find a way, I don't know whether it's working with the director, but you've got to find a way to cover up your body, because I think it's distracting. If you don't watch yourself, in terms of your weight, I'm going to tell you something, Phil, and Frank was kidding, but they may change the show from Teachers to Fat Man, and Frank was kidding about that, but to see that enormous man on television that I know as Phil Henry, who I know is a wonderful man, is very disturbing.
Well, all right, let me give our phone number out. Margaret Gray is with us. We're talking about, if you want to call in with a comment or question, she's talking about things in Hollywood and television.
And Phil, I really don't want to hurt your feelings, I apologize.
Well, no, I mean, if you're here, you're telling me this. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Look, I'm a little sensitive about my weight. I should have a bunch of funny comebacks here, you know, but it's tough.
I don't want to talk in terms of funny comebacks. I want to be honest with you. And your weight revolts people who are rooting for you. Any actor that goes on television or film with that kind of weight problem, you know, the days of us laughing at the fat man and the fat woman, those days are over. Those days are behind us. We don't laugh at them anymore. We don't laugh with them anymore. And we don't even really laugh at them. We feel so sorry for them. You look at a big fat actor and you really want to turn the channel because you're embarrassed for them. I don't know who that is. It Stephen Wright, Phil, the man that was on... Seinfeld. Who was the actor on Seinfeld, the fat actor?
Who was it? Jason Alexander?
No, there was another actor. Jason Alexander was
Wayne Knight.
Yes, Wayne Knight. Very disturbing to look at him. And I know he thought he was being funny, but he is... These people... It's one thing to say you have a right to be fat, and I guess you do. You have a right to injure yourself health-wise. It's another thing to force us to look at it. And I'm really sorry that NBC didn't say anything to you.
You know, I really think I should have some snappy comebacks here, but it's really hurtful to hear this. I don't think I'm that fat.
Phil, I didn't say you're obese, but it is disturbing to see how fat and how badly your clothes fit. That's all I'm saying. And I know that people, even with the best of intentions, they know what I'm talking about.
All right, hold on for just a second. Margaret Gray is with us, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I was on television last night along with my castmates on the new NBC show Teachers, and yeah, I do carry some extra weight. I've been working on losing it. I've been walking and I've been watching what I'm eating, but it's hard. And Ms. Gray is talking about that my weight was very evident and that it was distracting from my performance. And I don't really want to talk about myself, but it would be interesting to find out, and we'll talk with her more about this, that any actor that's fat, any actor on TV or film that's fat, is an object of pity as opposed to somebody who we want to watch. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're back on the air. Margaret Gray is with me. Her syndicated column is seen in entertainment sections of newspapers across the country, a little bird told me. We're on tonight talking about television, specifically Teachers, the NBC sitcom that debuted last night, which I am a part of the cast, along with Justin Bartha, Sarah Alexander, Sarah Shahi, Matt Winston, Kali Rocha, and Dion Richmond. And You were talking about...
Phil, let me jump in, if I could.
You're talking about my weight being evident.
I don't... You know, I sense that I'm hurting your feelings a little bit.
You know, no, you're not hurting my feelings.
Well, but you yourself said you usually have a lot of one-liners and comebacks for people, and I feel terrible. I really do.
Let me just say this, and I know that people can relate who are listening. You know, I've had an issue with my weight, but I have tried to work on it. I walk every day.
So those are all very good things to do, but I think you need to work harder.
Well, let me just tell you, I walk every day. I'm trying to watch what I eat. My wife cooks really good food.
Maria is a wonderful cook, and I know that she feeds the family in a very healthy way. It's what you do when you're not home. And to see you on television, Phil, I want to like you, and I think you're a talented guy. I feel sorry for you the way I would feel sorry for any fat man or woman on television who think they're being funny, and all they are an object of just...
Are you telling me that last night I was an object of pity?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, that's what you're telling me. I mean, I got on a show last night, and I got on the show. You know, Margaret, we produced the show over a 6-7 week period. You know.
Well, I know you worked very hard. I know everyone worked very hard.
We did, and to tell somebody that they're an object of pity.
Well, I was talking to Bud Dickman and I was talking to Michelle. They said that you order Chinese when you're at the office.
I do, but I order Szechuan chicken, which has that's protein.
But you don't know what the sauce is, how many calories are in the sauce, and so forth. Do you eat rice with that?
I eat rice with it, yeah.
See, in other words, you are not really working on your weight problem. You are...
Yes, I am. I don't eat sweets the way I used to. I don't eat... it's hard to hear this. You have to understand.
I know.
And it's doubly hard to hear it when you've worked so hard on a show and... Someone calls you up and says that they were distracted by your weight.
I know that, Phil, and I'm so sorry, but I owe you, as your friend, the honest appraisal that I think in many ways fat people on television, fat people in life, there is a level of disgust that we all sense when we see one. And
so you're telling me that I was disgusting? Is that
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, as your friend, I feel disgust. And the last thing I wanted to do was hurt your feelings.
All right, let me get to some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. We have DeVita. Is that your name, ma'am? DeVita?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air with Margaret Gray here on the Phil Hendry Show. That's great. Hold on. Your cell phone's crapping out a little bit. Say it again.
Okay. I'm just...
I got to put you on hold, DeVita. Your cell phone's a little squirrely. Lisa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, you know, I've never had a weight issue or anybody in my family either, but as far as disgusting, I don't think so. You know, there's a lot of great actors out there who are overweight, who are playing the part, and Kathy Bates is one of my favorites, John Candy, Chris Farley, they're hilarious, they're great actors.
Let's start with John Candy and Chris Farley. Both of those men are dead, and especially in Chris Farley's case, if you saw him on the Academy Awards, When he came out, I think, with Dana Carvey, was it, Phil?
I don't remember.
Yes, he did.
He was absolutely, it was embarrassing to see him. There was perspiration. You could tell he had a heart problem or some kind of a cardiac problem.
Yeah, I agree. It's not
healthy. I was absolutely disgusted looking at that on my television.
Well, you know, I mean, how fat are you? You know, you sound fat.
Darling, I'm not fat.
Well, how
tall are you? Let's not get personal. How much do you weigh? How tall are you?
I'm 128 pounds and 5'6".
Well, that's fine. And how do I know you're telling the truth?
I have no reason to lie.
Well, yes, you do. If you were fat, you'd have a reason to lie.
But I'm not. I just told you in the beginning, I'm not. But I'm just saying that there's some of my favorite people.
Making it about you and I, making it about you and I is not the argument. Making it about what I'm trying to do. Phil is a friend of mine.
Right.
And I don't want him looking. The only word I can use is disgusting.
Right, but you know, even on TV, people look fatter than what they are.
Oh, is that right? Let me ask you a question. What actors are so wonderful to look at who are fat?
That are wonderful to look at?
You said there are wonderful actors who are fat.
Great. And as actors, I'm not saying I would desire their body or anything, but they are good actors.
I appreciate what you're trying to do. What you're trying to do is make Phil feel better.
You know what? Hold on for a minute, ladies. Don't talk about me like I'm not here, number one.
But you're a little hypersensitive right now.
But just don't, you don't have to talk about me like I'm not here. I'm just saying that hearing about my weight when I was working so hard on this TV show is a little depressing.
I can see why it would be, but I'm trying to tell you. Fat people on television, fat people in life, the first sensation that we feel is one of pity. And one in which we want to get away from them as fast as we can.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Alex, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of respect for you. You know, I've never heard your show before, and I just heard this lady talking, generalizing about appearances and how they discuss
her
interpretation.
Wait a minute. You don't know
her interpretation of watching.
Excuse me,
a little overweight.
You don't know him, and you have all kinds of respect.
It's a direct, it shows what kind of person she is. You, on the other hand, who I've never seen the show, but I did just hear her talking to you, and the way you handle that, and how calm you are, and how you keep saying, hey, you know, I am a little sensitive. Of course you are. Anytime anyone is going to tell you something negative about yourself, no matter what it is, we're going to feel sensitive.
Well, I mean, I don't want anybody feeling sorry for me, you know. And
not at all.
I admire you. This man doesn't even know you. This man doesn't know you.
I have a whole bunch of respect.
Right,
I think
on.
That you,
hold on
I don't
for
know
minute.
Who you are, but I'm going to find
hold,
out. And
hold
I'm going to start
line.
Listening to your show because I can tell
all right, Alex,
you really
hold,
have
hold.
It together. And you're
listen
someone
to
who I respect and I would listen to.
And he's a typical talk show caller calling you up and saying he loves you and he doesn't know you. I've known this.
You on the
other I've known this man for 14 years.
You know what my opinion of you is? You are someone who generalizes and who makes comments that has no clue
right.
what you're saying that causes harm to people and you don't even look inside. You ever hear don't judge
that.
A book by a cover? Sure, I understand that you're trying to play the role of looking out for Phil
Collins.
He is
my friend, sir.
You are totally
he
off base.
He is my friend.
All right. Hold on for just a second. What are you saying, Margaret?
I'm trying to tell this gentleman, what is his name?
Alex.
Phil is my friend. I've known him for 14 years. You don't know a thing about him. You don't know.
And that's due to Phil liking you, because you wouldn't be many people's friend for 14 years.
Well,
Phil
let me just
say, awesome
let me tell
guy.
You this.
I can tell
let
that
me tell you
minutes.
This. Fat people are a burden to our society in terms of the health care cost. They are a burden to our vision when we
sounds
turn
like
our television
you can't
on.
Handle being around fat. Do you have an issue? Why? What do you have?
I have
why
an issue with my good friend
why,
Phil.
Why does
I
that
want
affect
my
your
friend
soul?
To be a success.
You're generalizing. That is not. Don't speak for the rest
I
of
have,
us, please.
Excuse me. Are you
keep
fat?
Speaking for the rest of it. It disgusts all of us. It's
now
no, it
I
does
get
not.
It. I think I'm talking to a fat man.
Some people
so.
Find that
right.
very attractive and they love
right.
it.
You know, Alex, that is so wrong, and you know
yes,
it.
Yes, they do.
We
they
don't
love it,
like
you
that.
You are very, very close-minded.
Right. Hold on. Hold
how
on.
Old are you?
Alex, I'm going to tell you something right now. I can hear the fat in your throat. I can hear it pressing on. Are you fat?
Oh, my goodness. I am 120 pounds.
I can hear fat pressing on your vocal cords. I can hear the fat pressing on your
vocal cords. Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Margaret Gray joins us from the nationally syndicated column A Little Bird Told Me as we talk about television and last night's debut on NBC of Teachers, 9:30 on Tuesday night, of which I'm a part of the cast. And we're very happy, Margaret. By the way, the overnight ratings were very good.
I heard about that, Phil. I'm very, very happy for you. I heard that you held Scrubs' audience very well. I heard that the numbers were very strong.
Can I ask you a question? I mean, if the numbers were good, at least I wasn't distracting.
Well, Phil, you'll notice you were not in that many scenes last night. Now, I know that you were in about 50% of the scenes when they originally shot it. And they cut a lot of those scenes back.
Well, they cut them back for time.
Well, what about the scene with Sarah Shahi in the cafeteria?
They cut that back for time, and it was a good scene. People laughed when we were shooting it.
All right, how do I say this? They told you that, is that right? Did Jim Burrows tell you that?
Yeah, Jim Burrows told me they're going to have to cut it for time, but he liked the performance.
Phil, when are you going to see that...
Are you calling these people liars?
You know what, I'm upsetting you, I'm sorry.
It's hard for me to hear that I'm fat and that, you know, it's a distraction, that's all.
I apologize, but it really is a distraction. Fat people in general are a distraction. They are either a distraction in terms of the physical space that they occupy, they are a distraction in terms of, and they can't help it, but when you carry that much weight, the body is emitting oils and perspiration. That is not pleasant to smell. They are a distraction in terms of the way they look. And you know, there's an old term, Phil, hard on the eyes. When I turn my television set on Tuesday night at 9:30, and I want to see a beautiful girl like Sarah Shahi, I want to see Sarah Alexander, and I've got to look at a fat man in a lot of the scenes. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, I'll tell you, it's...
Well, Phil, if I knew it would have this effect on you, I never would have called.
Well, it hurts a little bit, that's all. But I'm saying more on behalf of other people who are, you know, listening to the show, who are having a weight problem. It probably hurts them.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about you. Yes, I'm talking in general about fat people. I don't want to see my friend Phil Hendry become one of those people that you see everywhere who are vile and very disturbing to see. And I'm talking about these fat people. Now, on television, it is doubly vile and doubly disturbing. The only thing good about television, and I'm not making a joke, is you can't smell a fat person on television. You see them, but you can't smell what the other actors had to smell.
And are you telling me now that I emitted some odor?
Well, no. Phil, with all due... I'd love to talk to the other actors.
Jesus, you know what? You're beginning to insult the hell out of me, and I may want to hang the phone up.
You could... Whatever you want to do, Phil. I love you, and I admire you.
I may want to hang the phone up because I don't think I have to listen to this.
You're absolutely right. You don't. But who else is going to be dishonest with you?
You know what? It's funny. It almost sounded like you said dishonest.
No, you know full well I said dishonest.
No, but I in any event, here is Melissa on the Phil Hendry Show. Melissa, go ahead.
I am flabbergasted by these ladies' comments.
No, I have known Phil for 14 years.
I heard you. You've said that once already. I heard you. Now, first off, if you were Phil's friend, okay, being a friend means accepting a person for who they are. Most importantly, did have a health problem...
I'm talking about him as an actor, not as a person.
Period. You're generalizing.
Oh,
you're telling
Christ.
Me that somebody on
watch
TV,
your language,
are
please.
They a person? Yeah, watch your language, lady. Seriously.
Oh, aren't you just all comfortable? Aren't you all comfortable being on the talk show? Watch your language,
aren't
lady.
Aren't you comfortable?
Let me tell you something, okay?
Floating on a Cocoa Puff, you are.
You come on this show and belch, as I just heard you do.
I didn't belch.
I just heard a belch, Phil.
That probably came out of your mouth from flapping so much.
Seriously. Okay, let's cut to the chase. how many doors did your husband have to, how many French doors did your husband have to remove to get you out of the house?
You're hilarious.
Yes, I am. And truthful.
Oh, like that.
And honest.
Regardless, sweetheart, if I was huge as a house, or if I was as tiny as a
I'm very honest, and people envy me that.
Honest? You need to get a life, seriously, because you got your nose up other people's butts where it doesn't belong.
Phil, did you tell this white trash what I do for a living?
White trash is not necessary, okay?
No,
I'm an entertainment writer. I review television shows, so it's not having my nose up someone's business. I'm talking about a television program.
Your friend, Phil, that he's disgusting and vile and that fat people take up unnecessary space.
Yes,
I mean, seriously.
Yes, they do.
Back up 10. Okay, then who the heck are you to sit there and say this on
Do you want me to say it again?
Show?
Do you want me to
Keep
tell you again?
For yourself.
Do you want me to tell you again?
To be polite. I've heard you once, and I've heard enough.
Apparently not, because you keep asking the same stupid question.
I'm not
who
asking
am I?
A question if you're listening.
Yes, you did. You said, who are you? I think that's a question. God, what an idiot. Phil, get someone more challenging. Get someone more challenging.
Seriously. Cocoa Puff, you are floating on.
Oh, there we go, the Cocoa Puff
ignorant.
Line again. You're really falling back on that old Cocoa Puff material.
Yeah, because you're probably eating the whole bowl
you know what
of
you look
right
like
now.
To me? You know what you look like to me
Lady,
with your good bag and your bad shoes?
Listen, if you don't
you look
like
a rube.
As
a well-scrubbed
people who are
rube.
Overweight. You know what?
Good nutrition has given you length of bone, but you're not too far removed from two generations of poor white trash. How the boys found you, Melissa,
you
with all their sticky,
personal?
Tired fumblings in the back seats of cars, and all you could do was dream of getting out,
serious.
Getting anywhere, getting all the way. Yes, slut.
Did you hang up on her, bud?
Yeah, because I wanted Margaret to lock out with an FBI. I already love it.
Thank you, bud.
Oh, to hang up on people, not you, you retard.
Oh, my God, did you call the Gloid a retard?
You just called him a Gloid?
I have the right as an entertainment reporter.
You just called him a Gloid, and I can't call him a retard.
I'm an entertainment writer.
Okay, you're an entertainment writer. That means because one of my interns happens to have a motor sensory problem. He's not retarded, but is very intelligent.
Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome, bud. Why don't you shut up? He's intelligent. Doesn't mean he's a retard.
Well, you called him one.
You called him a Gloid.
My God, Phil, have we entered a day and age now where you can't drop a couple of Mongo Chow lines into a conversation without someone getting their sphincter into a balloon knot?
Let me go. Oh, Davita's back with us. Davita, hi, hon. I'm sorry we lost your call. Go ahead.
That's okay. I have been listening to this crap for like half an hour, and that woman is terribly insulting, and I was glad to hear other callers call in and feel exactly the way I did.
Well, it had no effect.
I know it doesn't. People like you, we have no effect on. It's no different than being a homophobic, okay? So you're a fatophobic, and you're dangerous. People like you can start a lot of trouble and hurt feelings, but I'm hoping that Phil has a tough skin and realize who he's dealing with.
Phil
okay?
has to realize how this weight is hurting his career.
No, it's not, you know what? Let's put it this way.
And
obviously,
a person like you will never help him. You'll never help him. You'll lie to him.
No,
I
we are no. We're not. No, I'm going to tell you something.
And a homophobic, a homosexual is someone who was born that way. A fat person gets that way through their own slovenly behavior.
All I can say is, Phil is familiar with the problem. There's enough information regarding weight control. He's doing what he can. But for you to take this opportunity to belittle him, if you're such a friend for all these years, why use the air? Why can't you pull him to the side? Why can't you call him at home? That's where I'm going with this. If you truly cared, you wouldn't be trying to hurt his feelings. But there's enough people out here that can come to bat for him. Because I can tell you one thing. You need to talk to Monique, because Monique will put you in your place about fat people on TV. Okay? Jackie Gleason, Roseanne, all of them. They were fabulous.
When Jackie Gleason began to put the weight on, his ratings went into the toilet along with his morning dump. And I will tell you something else, Davita, and I say this with the greatest of respect. You sound to me like a woman who knows a little bit about junk in the trunk.
What
are you talking about?
Let me tell you, you know what my junk in the trunk is? You want to hear what my junk in the trunk is? I'm an African-American, so yeah, I have to put
word up, sister, I knew that right away, the way that you're defending Mr. Henry's eating.
That's right, I have to put up a lot of crap sometimes.
The lady's race doesn't have anything to do with whether she's got junk in the trunk.
I'm just saying that I have to put up with a lot of crap sometimes.
Well, you know what? You're a man.
Like,
Didn't you have an African-American girlfriend, Phil?
I had, my girlfriend Yvonne was black, yes.
And didn't you say she had a great ass?
Can we not talk about that, please?
Something's wrong with her. She's nuttier than a fruitcake, and I don't know.
Oh, my sweet living feathery Jesus.
Is this for entertainment? But one thing she did help you tonight is I haven't seen the show. I can't wait to see it. From what you're describing, it sounds like a fabulous show.
Oh, please, please do, Davina.
A lot of people that are going to listen to the show.
I hope you watch the show. I hope you watch Teachers on NBC on Tuesday night and watch Phil Hendry embarrass himself with his fat, ass.
Absolutely. You sound like Howard Stern. Are you,
you know, let me ask you something, Margaret. If I'm embarrassing myself, how come NBC, A, put the show on the schedule, B, hired me in the first place because I was the same size, you know, when they hired me?
That is a lie, and you know it. You know that when they hired you a year ago, you were about 40 pounds less.
Oh, that's not true at all.
Here is Davina's wardrobe tonight, folks. Number of jeans, 0. Number of stretch pants, 15. 3 points from the arc. Thank you. And now this word from Miller Lite and your local Taco Bell.
She is just nuttier than a fruitcake. If you're doing it for entertaining,
oh, you know what?
I got over on you,
and you're stunned. You're stunned.
Oh, no, I am absolutely shocked that you would get on. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to embarrass you. But you continue to do it.
Can I jump in here? Because we're talking about me. And, Margaret, you have every right to your opinion. I want you to know it's hurtful for me. It's hurtful for anybody who carries weight to have my work negated because I carry too much weight.
Phil, I am not negating your work. The audience negates your work when they see a fat slob. And whether Davina wants to know this or not, when people see her rear end bouncing down the street, they negate her. All she becomes is just one. All she is just two cheeks of an ass.
Well, for God's sake.
It's okay.
All right, I got to break. Hold on for a minute. Let's break for a minute. I don't know what I just said.
You see what I mean? You're so confused. You're thinking of a black woman's bottom, and you're all in a heap.
Shut up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show will be back with Margaret Gray in a moment.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, Margaret Gray for a few more minutes. You can have your opinion, Margaret. I understand that you are an entertainment writer, but to say that, you know, when you use words like disgusting about any fat person, you know it's hurtful. You know that it's hurtful.
I know it's hurtful, and I know it needs to be said. That's what you don't understand. When I saw you on television, you know, right now I'm looking at Hillary Clinton. God, she looks really good. She is so...
That's a tape from about 10 years ago.
Oh, is that when Bill Clinton was elected?
Yes.
I was going to say Hillary Clinton looks... I was looking at Hillary Clinton, and I was wondering why Bill Clinton would be mounting something like whoever that beast was, and I shouldn't say beast, the Lewinsky girl, when he's got something like that to slide in, you know, to slide over.
Jesus, you know, you talk about me being disgusting.
What did I say?
When he's got something like that to slide over. Shara, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I just want to say one thing. Margaret, you sound like a cigarette-swallowing transvestite. Good night.
I'll see you later. You know, isn't that just like people that cannot argue a point? To call up, throw their little hand grenade, take their shot, and then hang up. Because they don't want to be told they're wrong. And they don't want to have their ass kicked in a debate. So let me just say this to you, Shara. Wherever you are, I hope when your girlfriend gets home in her army boots and her butch haircut, she takes you under her arm into Box Canyon and really wrings you out, because I know you're looking forward to it. You dyke.
Dyke? She's talking about you sounding like a dyke.
I'm a dyke. I'm a married woman.
I know that, but she was saying that you're smoking too many cigarettes, and you know that you do.
You know, why don't you pound it up left, sideways?
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Who would let the good father take a look for an Arby's beef witch?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Is this Matt?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt. You're on the air.
I first have to say that I've never listened to your show. I have no idea who you are, but I was driving home, and I heard the word fat person, so I stopped. And I've been listening you and your friend and other callers have to say. And my only comment is that, you know, maybe instead of, you know, throwing out insults and throwing stones, you know, even though she may mean well, maybe you, Margaret, can be less judgmental about people and, you know, just try to, you know, look at your friend, and if you're genuinely concerned...
I don't think I'm being judgmental. And the other thing that I think needs to be said here is, while it is interesting to hear from people calling who don't know Phil, I have known him many years, and I am trying to write something before it gets disastrous. To see a fat man squeeze himself onto a television screen... And
you know what? The man's right, though. You're insulting me. Do you understand? You are.
I am telling you the truth, for God's sake. And if there are people in this world that need to have their faces shoved into a bucket of their own fat, it's fat people.
Ma'am,
those are the people that we are not honest
with.
We don't want to. We don't want to be honest with them. We always don't. We don't want to hurt their feelings. We walk on eggshells around fat people.
Ma'am, with all due respect, you are able, people are able to convey what they, their opinions of things without being insulting, and he's right. You may have, you know, genuine in your heart, you may really be concerned about him, and that's good because you are his friend, but maybe instead of taking this confrontational tone, maybe try to do things on it.
I don't know, what is it? Am I taking a relationship course here? What is this?
The gentleman is just...
Look, I've got things to say. I don't want to listen to a man that may have just had gloidectomy call in and tell me how to be.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.